Son and the Holy Ghost, amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, we joyfully meditate upon Christ's glorious resurrection while hoping for everlasting happiness in heaven, which he promises to all who faithfully follow him. We're ready to claim Jesus as our Redeemer. However, we often fail to view him as our teacher and model in suffering. Anxiously, we wait to reap the fruits of Christ's glory, as revealed on Easter Sunday, but it repels to draw back or complain when asked to carry the cross with him. Our Lord said, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Through his lifelong afflictions, Christ is our model in patience, teaching us the value of suffering. He shows us that his dearest friends, his Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, receive the greatest share of suffering. They too are our models to imitate. The meritorious value of our suffering depends on how well and how patiently we accept all as the will of God and how lovingly we offer it up to him. Let us for a moment look upon some of the major sufferings which the Holy Family had to endure and how they responded to them, while keeping in mind how we would react in similar basic circumstances. The lives of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph were filled with intense joys and bitter suffering. We consider the visitation to Saint Elizabeth as a simple journey, but fail to realize that it was all on foot for Saint Joseph and a cumbersome ride on a beast of burden for Our Lady. It was a rough trip to the mountainous city of Judea, Ein Kerem, a journey taking 4 days. Upon their return, St. Joseph became very distraught over Mary's obvious impending motherhood. This was long before the truth of the situation was revealed to him by an angel. Perplexed as to what he should do, he prayed to God for an answer. But none came. Mary also prayed and suffered in compassion by seeing St. Joseph in such a dire state, yet she would say nothing, leaving the matter to God, who in his good time would reveal his plan of redemption. Both continued to pray and suffer greatly. In allowing this, God afforded them the opportunity to practice faith, hope, and charity, humility, and patience in a heroic degree for an increase of merit and glory for them, but also serve an example to teach us how to suffer. Finally, St. Joseph's agonizing struggle as to what to do ended when God sent an angel to him in a dream and revealed the beautiful mystery of the Incarnation. When Mary's time was fast approaching, they would have to travel to Bethlehem at the bidding of the Roman Emperor for the purpose of taxation. This was a grueling mid-winter journey of 5 days on foot. No complaint ever left their lips. They bore all with courage, patience, and joy for the love of God. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, they were refused shelter by all, including Saint Joseph's relatives. Mary knew this beforehand, but silently and patiently bore all without the slightest complaint in obedience to Saint Joseph. Finally, God led them to a dirty, dark, cold cave where his incarnate son was born. They remained in Bethlehem for the presentation in the temple. After the adoration of the three kings, God told St. Joseph to take the child and his mother and flee to pagan Egypt in order to escape Herod's murderous plans. This would be a most difficult journey, especially because Jesus was only a few weeks old. Nevertheless, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the infant Jesus, and St. Joseph departed with faith and hope, but also with anxiety, as they did not know what to expect or what lay ahead. Leaving Jerusalem, it took 20 hours on foot only to reach Gaza. From Gaza, they entered the sandy deserts of Beersheba, which had to be crossed before reaching their destination in Heliopolis, now called called Cairo. This was a hard and slow journey of altogether more than 50 days, covering a distance of about 600 miles, during which they suffered terribly. It was in the depth of winter, and the entire trip had to be under the open sky with little or no shelter. St. Joseph used his cloak to try to shelter Mary and Jesus while he himself slept in the open ground. They eventually ran out of food and begged God to help them for the sake of the divine child. My dearly beloved in Christ, after patient suffering with love and humble prayers, God finally relieved them of the poor weather they faced and sent angels to give them an abundance of food. Finally, they reached their destination, but they had to set up a new life in a foreign land and lived in poverty with the barest of necessities. When Jesus reached the age of 7, God told St. Joseph to return to Nazareth. Once again, they crossed the desert, suffering many more hardships with great merit. When their journey was finally completed, they settled down in Nazareth to start life all over again. When Jesus was 12 years old, the Holy Family journeyed to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. It was on the return trip that the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Joseph realized that Jesus wasn't with them in immeasurable sorrow, perhaps one of the worst. With great anxiety, grief, and in tears, they retraced their steps and for 3 anguishing days sought him. They neither ate nor slept and would have died of grief if God had not sustained them. Neither blamed the other, lost their interior peace, and all the while continued to trust in God, reverencing and praising him. The joy of finding him more than made up for all the grief they endured. My dearly beloved in Christ, finally it would be in his last days that St. Joseph would be offered more suffering for his great merit. Before Jesus began his public life, St. Joseph had to quit his carpentry work because his body was worn out by constant cares, journeys, and incessant labor for Jesus and Mary. God allowed him to suffer a long sickness in order to let him gain much more merit through the practice of patience and other virtues. St. Joseph died peacefully in the arms of Jesus and Mary. As a result of original sin, my dearly beloved in Christ, we cannot escape suffering. In order to go to heaven, we must suffer bravely and patiently and follow Jesus all the way to Calvary. However, in reviewing these facts in the lives of the Holy Family, we're inspired to have confidence in God, even when his loving plans do not make sense to us. We should not let the fact that God does not answer our prayers right away shake our trust in him, for he always gives us what we ask for or something better. God's timing is perfect. Lent is an opportunity for us to purify our souls, deepen our union with God, and obtain unique graces. Throughout the year, but especially during Lent, self-denial should be a part of our life. The Blessed Virgin Mary said at Fatima that the primary penance God expects from us is that of fulfilling our daily duty to the best of our ability. This is not easy because it entails many opportunities to practice virtue and to gain merit every day. Every day we face troubles, heartaches, headaches, the uncharitable actions of others, worries for ourselves and others, the uncertainty in danger of our times, fears, etc. If we can't fix the problems that we have, then we just offer up the rest. As a result, we'll obtain many merits for heaven. St. Rosemary de Montfort has said, take advantage of little sufferings, even more than of great ones. God considers not so much what we suffer as how we suffer. Turn everything to profit. In imitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Joseph, we should always trust in God's loving providence. Continually pray and conform ourselves to his holy will. I'll conclude with the comforting words of St. Francis de Sales concerning God's will in trials. Do not look forward to the changes and chances of life with fear. Rather, look upon them with strong hope that as they arise, God, whose child you are, will deliver you from them. He has kept you hither so far. Do you but hold fast to his dear hand, and he will lead you safely through all things. Where you cannot walk, he will bear you in his arms. Do not look forward to what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace then, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.